I'm Robin Hess, and this is Climate Focused Future. This week, we're talking about coral reefs. Warming oceans will cause thermal stress that makes coral bleach and more susceptible to infectious disease. Sea level rise could increase sediment, which smothers coral. Frequent storms can destroy coral reefs. Precipitation can reduce light and lead to sediment and chemical runoffs. As ocean currents change, it could impact the way coral larvae is distributed. These are just some of the devastating effects of climate change on coral reefs. First, let's run through some basics. Coral are an animal related to jellyfish and sea anemones, although they don't look like it. Coral reefs are a collection of species. An individual coral is typically made of a hard skeletal structure, sometimes calcium carbonate, and the living part of a coral are algae called zooxanthellae. They live within coral polyps, which are an animal, and have a symbiotic relationship. Polyps give the algae a place to stay, and the algae feeds the polyps through photosynthesis. Coral reefs are also very important for non-coral marine life, like sea stars, fish, oysters, and clams, and most coral reefs are in tropical or subtropical temperatures. So why are coral reefs important? 25% of marine life use coral reefs in a point of their life cycle, and 500 million people rely on coral reef ecosystems. So what's happening to them? Reefs are dying. First, environmental changes like ocean acidification and global warming kill coral. When ocean temperatures are too acidic or too warm, zooxanthellae can no longer survive, so they leave the polyp and calcium carbonate structure. This is also what causes coral to lose its color, known as coral bleaching. Another threat is pollution, especially runoff from nearby human activity. This includes eutrophication, when algae that thrives on oxygen enters the environment and grows so rapidly that it suffocates everything else. Oil spills and leaks are another example of pollution. Damaging physical activities are also taking a toll on coral. This includes scuba diving without being conscious of their surrounding environment, but also larger scale activities like fishing. One method of fishing, trawling, happens where a boat will drag a fishing net along the bottom of the ocean, destroying marine environments in the way. So to end on a positive note, what can we do to help the reefs? On a large scale, it's important to support policies that decrease pollution and harmful human activities, especially near coasts. This includes increasing the amount of marine protected areas and advocating for lower carbon emissions. Everything is connected, so decreasing other areas of climate change will also help the reefs. On a more personal level, you can recycle, stop using fertilizer, minimize high carbon transportation, save energy, and consume fish responsibly. I'm Robin Hess. Thanks for listening to Climate Focused Future.